Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is the legendary thing that happened at your school? Not fake legendary, like, oh, she lost a hot dog or something like that, but actually happened. Like, for example, this one. One of the kids in our computer class sent a death threat to then-President Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Signed it with the principal's name. He thought it was a joke, but the Secret Service showed up, and it ended up being a really, really big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they take that stuff kind of seriously.
Yeah.
Principal's got to be like, eye roll, of course.
My brother Kyle stole honey buns from the vending machine for everybody until they set up like a little camera to catch whose gangly arms could get into the vending machine.
He could just reach in and...
He could reach like in. You kind of had to go like under the little flippy lip of the outside of the machine and then... But get your little claw up there into the spring and pull the spring, and he can get 4 or 5 honey buns to drop.
They did
and
a honey bun sting operation.
Yep. Yeah. And they just catch redirected Kyle. The camera in the end of the hallway towards right. the vending machines, and they caught him.
They were tired. I'm sure the vending company was charging the school for all of that. Yeah.
He got ISS for it. It was pretty funny. It
looks like we're not getting our proper gouging this month.
Right.
Rumor had it kids were getting free honey buns to office. Let's see what was up.
Can't let that happen. Can't let it happen. This one, my class was a legend in high school because we were so awful, 2 teachers quit.
Wow.
Like during the year. It's been 20 years and people still talk about how awful our class was.
I don't believe that part.
Mm-mm.
I believe that you still talk about it, but yeah. No one else cares. No.
Unless you were in the school, how would you know?
Yeah, true.
Maybe.
Unless you're somebody that still goes back to the high school, even though you've graduated?
Almost certainly.
That could be. Some guy put sheep brains in the ranch dressing in the cafeteria. The biology class was dissecting sheep brains. Part of a lab. I guess the teacher didn't think they had to make sure no one took sheep bits with them. One kid thought, hey, I'll just ladle the ranch dressing out of the pot in the cafeteria. I could totally slip this in here. That's what he did. A lot of things changed in biology class in the cafeteria after that came out.
Yuck.
That's awful.
Did you guys have anything like that?
In like middle school, a group of kids got caught snorting Vicodin in the bathroom.
Oh, middle school?
My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're all just hanging out, and then we were like, man, why are the cops here? And then there's like the 3 kids that were always in trouble finally did the big one and got in big trouble.
They're just in the bathroom snorting controlled substances. Yeah. No big deal.
There was a rumor. I don't know if it actually happened.
Were they in? Like 6th?
We all were in like 8th grade.
Jeez.
And then I think the same year, there was a kid who took his sister's insulin and like opened it and drank it. And I don't think anything really happened to him, but people were just like, why would you do that?
Seems dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it actually is, but at the very least, why would you do that is a good response.
I think that would be cool.
I have prayed every day of my life that I don't have stupid kids. Yeah, like that level of stupid, you know, like, okay, you're struggling with reading. That's okay, buddy. Or, that math problem's giving you a hard time. No problem.
No problem.
Did you snort Vicodin today? No. Great. Perfect. Thank God. Did you light anything on fire?
Right?
Yeah. No?
Are you the
Perfect.
Kid that like licked the toilet seat because it's a viral whatever?
Exactly. Did you eat paste today? No? Great. Win.
Or there was a girl who started a rumor about herself that she was pregnant in like 6th grade, which I don't think that's, maybe, I don't know.
Well,
but
it would be.
Some
possible.
People, yeah. But yeah, she was like, yeah, you know, I've always wanted to be a mom and I prayed to God that he turns one of my baby dolls into a baby, and that made her pregnant.
Oh, boy. Oh,
the hell is in the water around your town?
That's even more embarrassing that she didn't have any idea at that age how it actually happened.
Yeah. Well, and then her nudes went around school like 5 years later, and everybody called her Pancake Nips.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
All right. What is she
pregnancy
now in Congress?
Will do that well, to you, though. Changes your nipples real bad. Yeah.
What's next, Maitland? Because this is obviously your segment.
Everybody else.
More.
Wow.
Do more.
I have to think more.
Remarkable.
You're clown high school. What a run, huh?
Well, in middle school, too. Dang.
Yeah.
Was she the one that leaked her nudes, too?
No, that was her boyfriend at the time. That was not yeah. fun. But yeah, she'd sit down in a classroom and people would be like, kind of wants a pancake. Well, it smells like maple in here.
Oh, no.
This text, I live in Zeeland, Michigan, which is in West Michigan, not far from where we live. And we had a student get suspended for wearing a corn shirt. The band, obviously, not like the crop.
Vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
It made national headlines. MTV invited him to New York City. He got to meet Korn on TRL.
Awesome.
The local rock station at the time came to our high school and handed out free Korn shirts.
Why?
Because Zeeland. That's why. Zeeland is a notoriously very conservative town.
Yeah.
In the area.
Still, though, the kid makes headlines for wearing Korn shirt.
It's pretty weak.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that story being viral.
That's crazy.
Way back when. Our pal Arveen in New Jersey. Hello, Arveen.
What's up, formerly the Coke guy? How
formerly
y'all
Coke
doing?
Guy. Good. How are you?
First, thanks for the last 22 plus years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of it.
And can't wait to see you live in Jersey again.
I know. Can't same. Wait to be there.
Same. Because I have not met the young ladies on the show, and they are a pisser. Kelly, you are interesting.
I need a good Coke guy in my life, I'd like to take you out of retirement.
Yeah, right. Coca-Cola guy.
No, I know.
That's, the okay, one she's addicted to.
Yeah,
yeah.
One I love.
I know that. Okay, real quick. Back in high school, coach came into the guys at the just before a big football game, and it was JV, so it wasn't even, you know, JV.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. So he came in with a chicken, ripped its head off, and started spinning it around like a towel, and got blood all over the players to psych them up. Of course, they all threw up and whatnot.
Yeah, that's
got it all over the place, and subsequently got fired the next day. And
in the 70s, I'm surprised they didn't make him a congressman.
Yeah, Arveen, what time frame is this?
Yeah, what year was that?
1979.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, wow. Make him a congressman. That was great.
Thank you, Arveen. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
I love that guy.
I do, too.
What a crazy thing. He came in and ripped the head off a chicken and spun it around his head?
What?
For the big JV matchup.
I have a
to pump up the ninth graders. Like, what? My God. What is wrong with you?
It's what Lombardi would do. It's not.
Yeah.
My God.
It definitely isn't what Lombardi would have done. Yeah. My goodness. I don't know if this is true or not, but I have been told it's true by enough people that
from
I believe it.
From your school?
From my school.
Okay. Don't tell me the hot dog was lost up there.
No.
Glass ring.
So driver's training in Michigan, and I think a lot of places, used to be taught as part of the high school. I don't think it was part of the high school curriculum, but where I went, it was always a high school teacher that was the instructor for driver's training, and then you would get certified. And
it was gym at my school, it was the gym teacher.
Yeah, ours
the gym teacher would teach you driver's ed, and then you had to pass a written exam, and then once you passed the written exam, you could go and do your road, your driving actual, like, behind the wheel class.
Basically the same idea. Yeah. Well, so a lot of the driving was with the, like, ours was with the teacher. Like, you'd do the driving.
Yeah, ours was not with teachers. But.
And so he had the car that had the brake and the passenger seat, everything else. And now I never had this teacher. He retired, but he had been at the school for years. And he was the kind of old where his eyes, when they were open, still looked closed.
Mm-hmm.
Like big, fat, meaty eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was notorious for sleeping in the car while the kids drove. Like, oh, all right, practice driving. All right, Kalahar, you take the next 40 minutes. And then he'd fall asleep after a little while. And the legend is, and I've heard two different people claim they were in the car when it happened, and they're the same age, and they don't seem like they conspired, that they just kept driving until he woke up, and they woke him up when they were crossing the Mackinac Bridge, which would have been 3.5 hours north of where we lived. That can't be true, right?
I mean, that seems like a stretch, but a guy falling asleep is not a stretch, because that happened in our class.
Well, he was...
and they ended up in downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just one of those universal... like urban legends, yeah, where every school has a version of that.
No, we, that, well, maybe, but so my driving instructor was Mr. Cherry, which was not one of the, he was not one of the teachers. Maybe he used to be years before. Like my dad had him as a driving instructor. That's how old this fossil was. He was in his upper 70s or maybe lower 80s, and he legitimately fell asleep while one of the kids I was with was driving. I was in the back seat. There were two of us in the back seat, one in the front seat, and he was in the passenger seat. And he fell asleep, and we ended up near Detroit. So I know firsthand that that does, in fact, happen to the olds who are teaching. Now, I don't know if yours ended up truly all the way at Mackinac, but like Detroit for me was only 40 minutes. So it wasn't like super crazy far. Yeah,
a little more realistic.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, got back a little late from that lesson.
So this one, graduation rehearsal in the non-air-conditioned auditorium with stage. It was only 96 degrees. A couple kids got kicked out for having beer on their breath, and that was enough kerfluffle, but then the entire crowd started yelling and vacating the middle of the auditorium. It seemed like an overreaction to a lot of us until I saw one student bent over puking 2 quarts of warm beer onto his arm and the auditorium slant so it was all flowing towards the front. Everyone got kicked out, and I got to go fishing all day. That's a lot.
That is
of stuff.
That is a lot.
It's a lot. I don't think my school has any like real legend, at least that I'm aware of. I wish we did, or maybe I've just forgotten because I'm so old.
My school had heroin overdoses, guys.
It did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not that cool.
Multiple.
Jeez,
really?
Really? That multiple? Sucks.
Wow. I was skipping class, this person writes, when I heard screaming coming from one of the women's restrooms. I peeked my head in to see if anyone was dying because it was that loud, and lo and behold, a girl was lying on the floor with another over her trying to do a belly button piercing on a high school bathroom floor.
Oh, no. Wow.
God, what? What that's was like, the urgency that you had to have your belly button pierced at school?
That's like prison stuff there.
Yes. Spanish class junior year, we had to make an instructional video all in Spanish. One guy made a video about rolling a blunt using a tortilla and refried beans as proxies. The best part was that he made it into a skit in which his girlfriend was played by a blow-up sex doll. Every scene had something inappropriate in the background, a dildo, a bong, etc. It was our Spanish teacher's first year teaching, and she made the mistake of letting the entire video play. He got suspended for a couple days. I'm pretty sure she got fired, but it was legendary.
Mm. Yeah, that would be the stuff of legend.
Wow. That's pretty great for the kids, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them probably thought it was great. Let's see. We had a high school teacher football coach who would stack 15 textbooks on top of each other, then stood at another desk table and jumped into and through the stack like a WWE wrestler jumping off the top ropes. He was a douchebag and got fired. What? Was there any reason why he did that? Or was he just like, hey, everybody watch this?
Yeah, was he just trying to be funny?
Textbooks, it's like that high.
I mean.
Not the big ones. The big, thick ones like that. It'd be higher than that.
I don't know.
Not that,
it's not,
I mean,
that,
not that
impressive.
High.
Yeah,
though.
No, it's not.
It's
no.
still baffling as to why this would have popped into this man's head.
An object in motion always stays in motion.
Let me demonstrate.
Stop
Look
this.
At me.
What if it was an actual?
No friction.
Yeah, I remember in middle school there was the rumor that Mr. Adair would dance on his desk to the Fine Young Cannibals song.
She drives me crazy.
Yeah, the rumor was that was his favorite song.
That was his jam.
So if you made him like if everybody got an A on the test, Mr. Adair was going to dance on his desk.
Do you think he ever did that?
I don't know. I never saw it.
So nobody ever saw it? Okay.
This one is somewhat dated. My school was on hard copy. We had a teacher who poisoned other faculty members with Hershey Kisses. Damn. Nicely done.
Wow. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, if you end up on Inside Edition, that's legendary.
Yeah.
Hard copy.
Or hard copy.
Was that just the rival show?
Yes. Like, same
idea.
Same idea. Yeah.
Hard copy wasn't, that was Maury, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Hard copy. With Maury Povich.
Bill O'Reilly was Inside Edition, right?
Yeah. I think it was. I think hard copy was Maury Povich before he was hosting Maury Povich.
I remember hard copy. Hard copy.
Original hosts of Hard Copy were Alan Frio and Terry Murphy.
Nothing about
nope.
My man Maury.
Well, maybe later.
Nope.
No.
Barry Nolan.
Maybe now.
In the fall of 91. No. And then Kyle Kraka.
Oh, I recognize that guy.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.